It's our continuing coverage of Pella girls basketball, though, with our key player of the game over the Des Moines North Polar Bears in a 52-21 win. It's Kennedy Van Vark, 17 points. Kennedy, first of all, congratulations. A nice bounce-back win after a tough loss Saturday. What did it mean for your girls to be able to get out there, get all the girls on the floor, and to be able to kind of clean some of the slate and that bad taste from that fourth quarter on Saturday?
I think it just, like, created momentum. And obviously we didn't have the greatest game on Saturday, but we were able to bounce back, and it's going to be a good fuel for tomorrow's game.
Well, and how important is it just to get a couple of games on the board, knowing how important Tuesday is with Norwalk? And we'll get about that in a second, but how critical was it to get so many girls on the floor and what effectively was, for lack of a better term, kind of an enhanced practice, and how critical was it to get some repetition and to see a really different look out there?
Well, it was really good to get some of the JV girls up playing on varsity, because we're just trying to make our practices more intense, and if we can get them to play at the level that we play at on varsity, then our practices will just be more intense.
Here with Kennedy Van Vark here on KNIA KRLS. By the way, Knoxville Cancer Relay donates $50,000, by the way, as part of Panthers versus Cancer. That's live on 95.3 here with Kennedy. And, you know, one of the things about playing teams at a conference is you get a chance to see a different look, right? You see so much man-to-man defense in the Little Hawkeye. How important was it for you as a team to see kind of that extended zone, especially with how athletic and quick Des Moines North was? They had a lot of quick hands out there.
Yeah, they were really lengthy. And I think with our speed, we were just able to get around them, and thankfully, we were able to hit down or knock down shots from the outside.
Well, and obviously, you were a part of that, hitting five of those. And just mentally for this team then, obviously, it wasn't a perfect game here tonight, but you haven't really practiced much. You haven't been able to play much. Just how important is it to shake all these cobwebs out, knowing you have some of these big games down the stretch, and how critical is it just to kind of get that ball rolling, so to speak?
I think it was just good that we were able to get a couple games under our feet before we start conference play again. And obviously, we got a good opponent tomorrow, and hopefully, we'll be able to come out with a win.
And let's talk about that. Norwalk, it's a big game, and I know you guys have had that circled. Had them here on this floor, and it was a two-point game, and you were missing some of your key players. What, you know, going into tomorrow is so big about the Warriors, knowing that, A, they're a potential postseason opponent, they're top eight, but, B, that you had a good chance to beat them without some of your best players, and now you're coming into the game mostly healthy?
Well, I think just having Sophia, and hopefully Tristan will be back tomorrow, and then obviously Abby and Aaliyah were both gone, so then having them back will just bring a lot more energy to us, and hopefully we can get a few more subs going, so we're always ready to go.
Well, and you know that their best player is a star. Bailey Birmingham's averaging 25 points a game, and she had a nice game. But you've had some ability in the past to contain her as well, especially last season. What do you think is the recipe defensively to preventing her from completely taking the game over and not allowing her to be the one that beats you?
I think as long as we just keep someone on her, making sure we know where she's at and making sure that she won't be able to dump down to anybody in the post.
And then for you then, what is the key then to your success, knowing that obviously she's a great player, but what has to go right tomorrow for you to get a huge win and one that sets you up for postseason seeding and ultimately keeps you in the race for a conference title?
I think we just have to keep our head within our bodies, because we can't get too far ahead of ourselves, because we just got to go one game at a time.
We'll see how fun it is. We'll be right back there with you, Kennedy, in less than 24 hours on 92.1 KRLS. Pella defeats Des Moines North by a 52-21 margin. Kennedy, great to have you up here.
Thank you.
Looking forward to a really fun game on Tuesday night.
Yep.